Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We have to say it, and we cannot stop reminding the public that Elon Musk's Doge was an absolute failure that actually hurt the American public and hurt people across the globe. I mean, it's getting more and more brutal for Elon Musk by the day, because after this new report that exposed Doge came out that we'll cover, Donald Trump is now taking very intentional, petty steps to remove any sort of mark Elon Musk left while he was working within the White House. This reads, Trump is purging Elon Musk's mark on government. Any remainders of Musk's influence are being dismantled following his explosive exit from Trump world. I mean, just put this into perspective for a second. Elon Musk was Donald Trump's largest donor throughout the campaign cycle, the largest donor to any candidate in American history. As a matter of fact, he even bought X, or Twitter at the time, changed it to X so he could help spread propaganda. Now, 6 months in, he's frozen out of the White House. He has basically sparked the biggest scandal of Trump's second term, which is the Epstein thing. Elon Musk is the one who basically resurfaced that and said, hey guys, Trump is in the Epstein list. And since then, the entire project of Doge has been dismantled, has been erased by Donald Trump. And the more and more reports that we see coming out, it seems like it was just more harmful. I mean, we could have guessed based on the dismantling of USAID, but before we even talk about Trump purging Elon Musk, let's start with this tweet from Jeremiah Johnson, who I respect a lot. This reads, it's worth remembering that Doge is a failure at every single possible level. Like, I didn't even know it was this hard to fail on this many, like, levels. At the micro level, they misled, and straight up lied about many of the savings. They'd announce $500 million saved, and it would be some contract where the money was already 98% spent and wasn't being renewed anyways. And this happened at even higher levels. There was one where they claimed they saved $8 billion, and it was actually an error. It was $8 million, and that $8 million wasn't even actually saved. It was like an expired contract. So many of the contracts they were digging up were expired, had already completed, were 70% completed, were paid out already, and they just added up all these random numbers. So as he says, at the micro level, like at the smallest level on a day-to-day basis, they were just lying and misreading things. At the macro level, they didn't impact spending at all. They didn't achieve the main goal. The government is spending more in 2025 than 2024, basically on the same trajectory, just a little more. And, you know, in 2026, we'll be spending more than 2025. So the goal was not realized. At the institutional level, they didn't even convince the GOP that deficits are a problem worth caring about. The GOP just passed a bill that explodes a deficit by trillions of dollars, so that they didn't even have the most tangential, slight impact, because the GOP is still pushing forward at full speed. By the way, if you appreciate these videos that we make on a day-to-day basis with breaking news, with debates, with punching back against MAGA, all I ask is you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. We're on Spotify and Apple Music as well. I'm on Instagram. Go check out Instagram, Adam Mockler. Let's continue. At the institutional level, they didn't even convince the GOP that deficits are a problem worth caring about. Now, at a personal level, which is what we're going to get to in a second, Elon got run out of town with his tail tucked between his legs. And the most notable public facts about the cracked coders are that one of them was a mini Hitler, one of them was called Big Balls, and none of them bothered to learn how the government actually works before they lit it on fire. He's referring to the teen Doge dudes, which it's true. They didn't know what they were doing. They gutted a bunch of important institutions, fired whole departments at random, decimated medical research funding, killed a bunch of people dependent on USAID, and still failed at every possible level. Let me read that one more time. That is quite poignant. They gutted a bunch of important institutions. They fired whole departments at random, decimated medical research funding, and killed a bunch of people dependent on USAID without achieving any of their goals. One Trump supporter responded asking, you know, I'm not sure how it can be true that they didn't cut spending, but they also gutted institutions, departments, USAID, medical funding. And Jeremiah says, USAID is significantly less than 1% of the federal budget, which is almost entirely interest payments, defense spending, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. Same dynamic for medical research and staff spending. So what he's saying here is these are insignificant numbers. When you're cutting USAID, it's a fraction of 1%. It's less than 1%. For example, this reads right here. DOGE wasted tens of billions while chainsawing the government in the name of efficiency, according to a brand new Senate report that I want to quickly run through. A new report found that in just 6 months, Elon Musk's cost-cutting agency wasted more than $21 billion. And the reports are they saved about $9 billion. For example, this reads, first month, $2 trillion was a bit of a big goal. We're going to tone it down, said Elon Musk. The final DOGE cuts were $9 billion. $9 billion. They promised $2 trillion. Let's go through the Senate report. Then we'll talk about Trump essentially erasing any last remnants of Elon Musk, like it's that Avengers movie where everyone just disappears. That's Elon Musk in the White House lately. But I can't get enough of, you know, shitting on Elon Musk's failures. So let's start here. The Department of Government Efficiency wasn't so efficient after all. In fact, it was extraordinarily wasteful, according to a Thursday report by the U.S. Senate's Investigation Subcommittee. When Elon Musk spent the early part of this year ransacking the federal government, the billionaire promised that his mass layoffs of federal employees, his choking of critical foreign aid, and his gutting of consumer watchdogs all served a greater purpose, which was saving the government, saving the American people, saving money by rooting out waste. Musk is already known to have wildly exaggerated the amount that the initiative was saving the public. Government spending in 2025 has been higher than previous years despite Musk's dramatic cuts. Meanwhile, some analyses after the fact have estimated that the initiatives might actually cost taxpayers money in the long run by slashing funds for tax collection and other forms of spending that increase economic activity. This is tracking federal expenditures in real time. And the green line you'll see is 2023. 2024 is a lighter green line that's higher. 2025 is going to be the purple line. And what it's showing right here is that the purple line is higher. We're spending more billions of US dollars this year than we were last year and the year before that, which means Elon Musk's goal was not even close to being achieved. The staff report released by the office of Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut. Shout out to the Connecticut viewers. The ranking Democrat on the Senate Homeland Security Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. That's a mouthful. Focused on any waste by DOGE that can be quantified here and now. So they're not even speculating. Of the here and now waste, they wasted more than $21 billion. Blumenthal said this comes at the very same time that the Trump admin is cutting healthcare, nutrition assistance, and emergency services in the name of, quote, efficiency and savings. It's insane. Blumenthal said that this shows DOGE was clearly never about efficiency or saving American taxpayer money. By far, the largest source of waste that came from Elon Musk was the mass layoffs of nearly 200,000 federal employees. In January, he announced a deferred resignation program, which he described as a fork in the road. The point that I always make is, for a businessman, quote-unquote businessman, Elon Musk doesn't understand return on investment. He's looking at raw numbers and not understanding what they yield. For example, this is how you think about these things through the framework of return on investment. If I were hiring a new editor for a show and I just wanted the editor to come on, I paid him $2,000 a month exactly, just a complete hypothetical. I could look at that $2,000 and say, oh, wow, I'm wasting $2,000 a month. I'm going to cut that. I don't need that. But if this editor comes on board and for this $2,000 a month, he's putting in time and making me $12,000 a month, something like that, then I'm not actually cutting any waste. In fact, it's counterintuitive for me to cut that $2,000 because I'm making $10,000 in profit after the fact. So if we take that exact analog to DOGE cutting USAID, let's focus on USAID. The USAID budget was $60 billion a year. Is $60 billion a lot of money raw? Yes, of course. Just like $2,000 is a lot of money. But that $60 billion from USAID is put into disease prevention, soft power in other countries, making sure that our allies that are struggling are doing well. And yes, $60 billion is a lot, but it's a whole lot more when diseases come to our doorstep from other countries. It's a whole lot more when we lose soft power and China begins to make alliances with countries within Africa. So We're spending $60 billion to get a return on investment and prevent disease and prevent all of this. It's the same analog as when I'm hiring an editor and I'm spending a little bit of money, but it actually helps me in the long run. And this brings me on to the final article that describes how Trump is purging Elon Musk's mark on government. The White House is reportedly working to remove traces of Elon Musk's influence from the government agency that housed Doge. Donald Trump appointed a new leader, Mike Ragos, at the General Services Administration earlier this month, stacking him above the former acting administrator, above Musk's friend, Stephen Ahikian. So Donald Trump came in and said, listen, you're no longer the boss. Elon Musk's little stooges are no longer running the show here. The move was reportedly part of a wider effort to install Trump institutionalists at the GSA, which Musk infiltrated for nearly 5 months while he headed Doge. So Musk was infiltrating this and influencing this. It's just such pure corruption. Remember, none of this is normal. We talk about this a lot, and at some point it feels sort of numb to talk about Elon Musk running around the government, but none of this is normal whatsoever. Having the richest man on the planet doing this stuff is not normal, and we need to continue to push back on that. During his controversial tenure atop the cost-cutting Doge, the billionaire made unconventional appointments into top roles, including tech bro allies, Gen Z programmers with no prior government experience, all into top roles. And again, none of this is normal. So here's the problem. While Elon Musk was taking over Doge and all of these different administrations, which we covered relentlessly, behind the scenes, he was also taking over the General Services Administration to benefit himself. At the time, there was so much stuff going on. They were flooding the zone with so many tweets, firings, mistakes, trying to fix those mistakes but making them worse, that it was hard to cover the real data harvesting and takeover of these agencies. But we did. We did cover it all, but they were trying to flood the zone. It's the point. In recent days, the White House has assigned 9 employees to the GSA from the Office of Management and Budget and the Office of Personnel Management in a clear attempt to dilute the influence of Doge staffers from Musk's circle, such as Josh Greenbaum, Ahikian, Thomas Shedd. Other staffers that were really close to Elon Musk are now being pushed aside, and Donald Trump is erasing any final marks that Elon Musk left on the government. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos that we make on a day-to-day basis, all that I ask is that you drop a like and subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.